The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, February 14, 2023. The 23rd Cuba-Algeria Intergovernmental Commission opened sessions on Monday based on 8 main issues to evaluate results, projects, and the signing of legal instruments, according to the Cuban Minister of Foreign Trade, Rodrigo Malmierca. At the opening ceremony, Malmierca explained that Cuba is currently seeking to diversify exports of goods and services, including pharmaceutical and biotechnological products. He highlighted the significance of foreign capital in the National Development Program, which is why the meeting will show foreign investment openings in different sectors. Malmierca added the bilateral medium-term economic agenda between the two countries will be signed as a reference for economic and trade relations. Algerian Minister of Health Abdelhak Sahi, on the other hand, noted the high level of bilateral friendship and collaboration relations and wished for a future of peace, justice, and freedom. Cuban Ambassador to the United States Elianis Torres confirmed on Monday, during a visit to Michigan, the people's support for her country in the struggle to lift Washington's economic, commercial, and financial blockade. The diplomat was received by a representation of Cuban residents and activists from the city of Detroit, Wayne County, and Washtenaw. Felix Sharp, president of the El PAN Project, an organization whose mission is to eliminate the fence that for more than 60 years Washington has imposed on Cuba. As part of her trip from February 8 to 10, Torres went to the University of Detroit and spoke with Professor Jelani Jefferson Exum, Dean of the University of Detroit Law School, as well as with other renowned academics. She also visited the Detroit City Hall, where the Cuban diplomat spoke to more than 50 guests from different social and political organizations, and where she was given the spirit of the city of Detroit. Torres also attended a panel discussion with members of the Democratic Socialist of America. The ambassador participated in a meeting with representatives of the Michigan Agricultural Business Association and with the director and some specialists from the Department of Agriculture of the State University. Ambassador Torres, who was also received by Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, had the opportunity to meet with activists and community leaders such as Cheryl Labash, who showed her solidarity and commitment to the Cuban people. Omar Bulsan, ambassador of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic to Cuba, highlighted the significance that the legacy of Commander Fidel Castro currently has for his people. In statements to Prensa Latina, the diplomat reminded that the historic leader of the revolution is admired and serves as an example to many generations of Sahrawi citizens who grew up under the permanent solidarity of the Cubans. He remarked Fidel's constant denunciations in international tribunes about Morocco's human rights violations, which continue nowadays despite all United Nations resolutions on the self-determination of Western Sahara. The diplomat told Prensa Latina that Cuba has always identified itself with the struggle of the Sahrawi people even before the 1973 National Liberation War, still under the Spanish colony. Spain later ceded those territories to Morocco and Mauritania. Cuba and Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic established diplomatic relations in the 1980s when both nations' embassies opened. And in the international agenda, we have that. An Ecuadorian intelligence report has revealed alleged links between the government of President Guillermo Lasso and the Albanian mafia and drug trafficking. According to the digital media La Posta, a report from the National Police's Anti-Narcotics Unit proves the strong ties of high levels of drug trafficking with the Ecuadorian administration through Danilo Carrera, the president's brother-in-law and an alleged ringleader of the corruption scheme. The journalistic report pointed out that the government wanted to disappear this document on how Carrera and his friend Rubén Gutiérrez had ties with a company apparently used as a front for the commercialization of drugs at meetings with the Albanian mafia. Local media published photos of the documents to prove the accusation with Sheikh Lasso and his team. This scandal further weakens the government, which last weekend underwent an electoral setback since citizens rejected the questions of its constitutional referendum and voted in favor of progressive candidates for mayoral and prefectural offices. Meanwhile, the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, ratified he will lead an international movement against the blockade of Cuba, which he described as an offense against humanity. In his press conference at the National Palace, the president said that the United States blockade against Cuba is inhuman, an issue that has to do with an ideological charge that nullifies the right of people to act independently and freely. López Obrador described that, with the incorporation into the list of terrorist countries promoted by the government of Donald Trump and maintained by Joe Biden, food or medicines cannot reach the island. He said that Cubans living in the United States are not allowed to send support. When they put Cuba on a list of terrorist countries, he explained, it means that institutions or embassies cannot even open a bank account because they are on the list of allegedly terrorist countries. It is an offense to the Statue of Liberty. It is an offense to human dignities, he affirmed. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.